Okay.
It's the BBIIA Radio Show. It blows the fucks off your toes, the boogies off your nose, and your love for it just grows. Okay, this is what? BBIIA Radio Episode 2. I don't know why I'm making it Episode 2, you know, because like, Episode 1, it was a shambles. Basically, I was 15 and all I had to do is make a spoken word podcast, 30 minutes. Make it the most stupidest thing that you can ever make. It most insane, like retarded, messed up, and some people watched it and they could have watched the whole thing. The rate was just like a brain messed up and all that twisted up and all that thing. So some people they could take it. Some people loved it, said it's so good. It took like what 5 weeks to make. But it was worth it because some people like it. But this one's gonna be more mature. Yeah. Episode 1 is about love. And what, 4 years ago? This one's about. No, episode 1 was about pain. This one's about love. So, what do you think love means?
It means stuff like. Love's like. Love is like something when. Somebody has a. Like somebody, and then. Somebody else might not like that person, but they might like that person, but sometimes they won't, but they usually do. So one time I was in love and I was walking to school with my mom, and then I went in the buggy.
You gotta leave that one out.
I lied about that.
You're gonna sleep that name out. Can't be having names. So sometimes I don't want to discredit my reputation.
And then I saw the girl of my dreams, and then she flicked her hair back, both hands, and then I was.
I think we have to cut to something.
Wait, take that off, no, Ryan.
We're gonna ask you, is this love?
Who else but Quagmire?
Wait, I think that was the wrong one, in and out of the...
Who else but
Is that love? Is it? Yes or no?
I think it kind of, no. It's kind of like gay or something. Kind of like gay, but not, not that kind of gay.
What about the quite wild best bit?
Now we're going to another one now. That was wrong. Okay, ignore that happened. Okay.
We can cut the things out. We're just like going through things, cut things out.
Yeah, but sometimes you have to do it live, and you have to sometimes say, pretend that ever happened. That's what you have to do sometimes. Sometimes you have to do it.
That the squirrel thing.
Now that there was two squirrels in squirrel watching, because I do because the person did it. To make it a little bit harder, but two squirrels, they said to us, not right now, we're arguing, and then, nah, I'm not gonna tell ya, not gonna tell ya, it's a secret. The girl squirrel, when they were finished arguing, the girl squirrel ran away up to the tree. There was a big and manly strong squirrel with big muscles, and then they came to each other, they kissed each other, and then they went in the tree to do you know what.
Now, what advice can you give out to all the men out there?
Well...
Radio.
Next time.
You do know we're gonna cut this down because I feel about 8 minutes.
Next time.
So on the next episode of the BI Radio, you might not get one. So,
if you miss this BI Radio show, go on the next one.
So,
no, that's up next time.
So, suck your magnum gold.
Suck your magnum gold.
You didn't want to hear that advice, but you do want to hear my advice though, because my advice, it kills it. Really does. That one person asking me for advice, I love. Okay, let's hear it. Basically, he likes this girl and don't know whether to ask him out. But the person left, so I couldn't get the full interview when you got like a bit. Yeah, so the problem from some Shaowen. I think it's some Asian person, but maybe it's Chinese, so you know. Okay. It's just something like this. I'm not going to do like a racist voice, because I'm not racist. So, I'm going to do a girly voice. That way, you know who's talking, like, is it me or is it a girl? Okay then. This girl, I like it. We're not boyfriend girl yet. But she let me meet her mum. Do you think she likes me? Your voice is cut off. She was my high school crush. I waited for her more than 10 years. In my culture, if a girl invites you to meet the parents, that means she likes the guy. What do you say? I think she Then, I said, I'm thinking. So I asked, how did you meet? Didn't get no proper answer. Maybe they met at school, you know. Like passing, not no proper meeting thing. So then I asked, yeah, does this girl talk about you? I talk about how good you are to other people or to your face. That's a key one. What if a girl likes you, you know? What she says about you? But you can't at face value. You have to, because what girls say, right? See, the thing of girls is that what they say is different to what they mean. They can say one thing and mean another, but to girls, they know what they needed. So, she said, I think she talks to her family about me. If me and her usually go out, she talks about me. Because she say how good you are to other people. Like, let's say that you and her are outside and she's with her friends. Would she say that you're a nice person to her friends? And he said yes. So, I was thinking... Like, it took me a long time to think about this because, like, you don't have much information to go on. I don't know what it's like when they talk. So I'm thinking, okay, when a girl says that you're nice, like, I think what he's doing is misinterpreting what it means. When a girl says, all it means is that you're not a jerk. No, it doesn't mean that you're nice. It just means that you're a nice guy, like one of the nice ones, because like, girls are usually like, harassed from people all the time, like, walk down road, and men looking at you, and like, pervin and all of that. They're used to all them jerks that just mess you about. Some boys that you like, they just pretend they like you, then the next minute they don't like you, then they like you again. And you send your texts and they mess, those ones that just that mess about, like, girls are used to those sort of types, like the bad ones that lie and deceive, like the ones that you can't trust, the ones that are just leaving you. So when a girl says he's nice, all she means is that you're a boy, and even if you are a bad boy, that you're one of the nice boys, one of the nice ones, so what to expect. But I don't think I had to explain that one to him, like, you don't mean like nice, it just means you're not bad, in that sort of way. He said, oh, suppose I should tell my brother that I like sister. At first, I said no, because I was thinking, why did you tell your sister? You know, girls, like people that say things to their face,
But then, after a couple of minutes, I thought, okay, you have to tell someone, because if you'd like for like 10 years and you ain't saying nothing, if you can't say it now to someone, then I don't think there's any hope. So I have to say it, like, even if you get rejected, you'll feel better, because like the relationship, it will, there'll be more understanding, be more equal. So that is my advice. So my advice to you, like, one, if you're like a girl and you're like 10 years and you're still friends with that girl, you just have to tell like her. And if you can't because you're too shy, do it on your behalf. Even if you might think that makes you look bad, at least you've said it. And the same goes for girls, because people seem to think girls can get who they want, but not all girls can get that. So any girl, like someone like more than 10 years, you just have to say it, because there's no point being in a relationship, and I mean friendship, no point being in a friendship and just uneven. One person wants something more and one person wants something how it is, and you can never have a proper understanding, because when people talk to each other, sometimes they mean more than what they say. Like, I could say, oh, do you want to go outside, or what do you like about yourself, or I could say, I can finish this math test better than you, or the word search better than you. But to me, a word search contest can be a lot different, like, to me and to one another person than it can mean if another people do it. So just you have to be understanding. It's not always about being selfish. I think that's true, you know, because relationships, when you're selfish, one person wins. That's usually the man. Because you get the girl to do all the cooking and cleaning. Sometimes it's the woman, because she gets all the money, but it don't always work like that. Well, that's not even winning. That's called a partnership, because they're not even going out. So let's say that in relationships, yeah, if it's selfish, the man either wins, because if the girl's from gold digging hole, that just makes them like a high-class prostitute, because she's not prostituting herself, and a man still gets the sex. So, okay. So in selfish relationships, the men usually win, but in selfish friendships, sometimes there's not a person who usually wins, because they both get what they want. Let's say somebody's using someone because they fix up their house, or because they take them to places and out, but you're not really friends. Just, no one's going to like really pick up on that, really. Like, there's certain people that you talk to, like people in school too, but then when you leave school, they don't say hello to you no more because they got new friends. But it's not so heartbreaking if you were in a relationship and there was some person who just only went out with you because he wanted to go out with other girls, so he waited for someone to better to get along, like saying, bargain girl, like, oh, I got this girl, look how sick I am, don't you want to get with me too? That kind of thing. So, my vote is, if it lasts over like 10 minutes, you just have to say, and more importantly, say it to their face, but oh, we got to talk, let's say something. Just say it in passing, conversation, passing. Like, I really thought that, like, oh, you wouldn't know how long I've been thinking this. Passing conversation, or, and when you did this, still think about that. Do it like on a sly one. Don't make it know, oh, I've got something to tell you. And that's the end of my advice. The end. Now for the new thing. Okay. Well, I was speaking to this man, and he was talking about what girls are like for around the world. And he said certain things, like, he said in the Philippines, the girls do anything for money, and he stressed the word anything a lot. So, ideas had thoughts into my head, naturally, like, obviously, like, I started thinking things. So that's what happened. Yeah, what else happened? Yeah, talking. So I thought, okay, so why don't people from Britain, like, and stuff start going to like Ibiza, Malaga and all that, and instead go to the Philippines? That would so work. And I thought to myself, yeah, that would work. Should make a TV show about it. That would like up the tourism there. So that's one thing I can say. The other thing that talking about girls, and he was saying that girls from Britain are really friendly, and then I said that, and I agreed, and I said that the way people are, like, here, Britain, what they do is, when they think something, they don't tell you, and they keep it to themselves, but if they want to be insulting, they word it in a clever way, and not in a direct, aggressive manner, and he agreed, so, that's the one thing, that, yeah, keep it locked on BI Radio, because I'm going to be doing more talkings and stuff. Hopefully, like, more people getting in the show, because this one is about love. That's how it is. Okay. The end. No, not the end. It's, yeah, time, end of topic discussion.
What? I asked what? What you said last thing before this.
Now, it's time to make a diversion, and it's now time for some jokes for some comedic value, just like in how episode 1 of Funny. Time for jokes, interruption, break, diversion of this episode about love.
Don't get me off school for a whole day.
What is that? Oh yeah, here is it. Here are they. Here they are. The first one is, why don't aliens eat clones or clowns? What is that? Clowns. Because they taste funny. What the fuck? Okay, another one. What do you call a fish with no eyes? A fish. What is that joke's nonsense? I don't know. I don't understand that. Okay, another one. What do you get when you cross an elephant and a rhino? Elephino. What the fuck? It's fucking jokes, I don't know what is that. Okay, here is another one. Once upon a time, there were two muffins in the microwave. Suddenly, on the muffins, I don't know if it's muffins or not, and it's not in here. The other muffin exclaims, "Look! A talking muffin. What the fuck? I don't understand these words. Okay, there is another one. What dirty jokes? I will check if I get or not. Two snowmen are standing in a field. One says to the other, "Funny, I smell carrots too." What is the carrots, by the way? Okay, I will find something I can understand. Okay, that's cool food. I will try something else.
What do you get if you run over an army officer with a steamroller? A flat major. No.
I was about to say, man, you a bad faker of laughing.
What is the difference between a guitar and a tuna fish? You can tune a guitar, but you can't tune a fish. No, this is not my real laughter. I'm just really bored.
Oh my god, you sound like a Mexican chick laughing.
And now we're back to the digital program.
It's a baby I radio show, uh-oh, it blows, blows your nose, your nose, blows the socks off your toes, the world's so big that, love it so much that it grows.
Okay. What is love? What is love?
Well, love means when when something's like beautiful and you like it. And
I think that's enough now. Yeah, what's love?
Love is very
love is a relationship of two people who like each other.
No, wrong.
Love? Well, love, I have no idea what it is. But,
well,
but
you're both wrong.
Listen, but
you're both wrong.
No one will ever know.
No one. We don't know. We don't know about love, people.
What?
Oh, what are you talking about? And I wonder if this Amber is a guy or something else. Because if he's a guy, that means you are gay, and that's not cool. Not cool.
Amber, I will stick my face between your tits and, you know, just. I don't know.
One stranger, but don't even know him. He asked me, what is love? And I'm thinking, are you serious? I told him, you will know what it is when you feel it. I don't think it can be described in words. Then he asked, how do you feel it? And then someone else said, what can't you feel it? And then someone said that they think they can explain love. In his opinion, it's two people's air auras that are so compatible that it causes a reaction that is love. And yeah, but you know, you're not meant to use the word in a definition. So then, what is love? Yeah. When you love someone, they're always on your mind. And when you're around them, it's like they shine a light upon your day and the way you should feel in life. There's no way that you can't know what this podcast is called. So on that note, if you're enjoying the podcast, find out on Facebook and make sure that you like it. Show your support. And I'll let you know if I ever
make a new one, make a third one. I might not make one. It's just one of those fun things you do in your spare time. Yeah, that's got to say. BI Radio on Facebook. Maybe I'll put on iTunes and Blueberry if it gets enough fans.
Right, now without seeming perverted, do we all know what we just heard? Do we all know what we just witnessed? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We were engaged and connected with Nadia in a magical moment. Like, that was a magical moment with Nadia that we just got to share with her. In that magical, I actually couldn't put it better than that. Thank you for sharing that magical moment with us. It was truly, well, magical then, eh? Yeah, I bet. What plug, Nadi? What plug? Which end? Thank you for that. Yeah, no, I speak Vibracanese, right? Vibracanese. And basically, what she just said was, I love Jack. She's actually quite amazing. I reckon she's the best famous celebrity pal talker ever in existence. And I would actually like to jump into her PM box right now so we could have a little Vibracanese talk. And well, I love you too, Nadi, really I do, but like, keep that type of talk in public, in private, I mean. That was a bit too risky. Yeah, that's because you're a bit too young, Audie. Sorry, you're a bit too young.
Okay, if this mic actually works, I'll be very surprised considering it's half hanging off of the actual thing. Like, I just say, it does? It's like half disconnected and shit like that. Oh my god, there's like a fly in my face. Whoa, it's like, literally, like, I could see the electrical wires. It doesn't look... I stored it in my vagina. What? No, like... No, sit there. Nothing. But, like, oh my god, I can do the best reenactment of a goat rape. If anyone wants to... Luke, like, Mr. Happy taught me how to do it. I learned from the best. Oh, okay, ready? Okay, I can't do this, I'm laughing too much. God damn, little goat! I can't do it, I'm laughing too much. I feel so violated, even though I'm the one violating the goat. Okay. Okay, what was it? It was like, go down, little goatie. You're a bad little goatie, aren't ya? Oh, God. Tease me, little goatie. Kind of strange. I'm just like hogging the mic right now, but I just, oh, comedian. Okay, it's all yours, Jack.
This one is more of a sex debate. Now to find on Facebook, via radio, Mixcloud. Now to compare, the first one, really stupid, really insane. It has sound effects, copyrighted the music, but I don't want to get deleted off YouTube, so all the music in this I made it myself, and I wanted more intellectual, dating people. There's more people in this one, the humour is different, it's not so, I've got a very surprisingly wit, some sense of humour. It's like, let's forget that, I'm trying to fill this out in a minute, what am I going to say next? My gosh, man, okay. If you love it, just get involved and compare the next one. Hopefully more people might enjoy this one, even though it is too much. Hopefully get more debate. I want more viewpoints. I want more of actual something that means something, not no random